In 2017, black high school students attempted suicide at almost twice the rate of their white peers. According to experts, suicide has long been ignored within the black community. But as Naomi Prelo reports, some dedicated people are working to address the stigma and get young, at-risk people the help they need.
Tiffany Hall was a student at NC Central University in 1995 when she found out that a close family friend, who was also a teenager and a fellow college student, had killed herself. Hall still remembers her friend Candace's presence and smile.
You know, we saw all the time. She would come, what's your mama cooking? Let me come down. You know, she'd come down there and, you know, have dinner with us or after school. Just, we always hung out.
In college, Hall dreamed of becoming a lawyer. But when her friend killed herself, she chose a different path. Now, Hall is a social worker and works at the Salisbury Veterans Medical Center with veterans who are at high risk of suicide. The rate of suicide in the African-American community is lower than that of whites, except for teenagers. Studies show that since 2001, the rate of African-American suicides for male teenagers has increased by 60%, and for African-American females, it's increased by 182%. Victor Armstrong is with Atrium Health out of Charlotte. He's also a board member for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
The increase in suicide among African Americans, I could foresee a time when African American suicides would surpass those of whites. And again, I think part of it is because in the African American community, we have not accepted it yet as our issue.
Armstrong says there's a code of silence that exists within the black community that prevents some from seeking therapy. It's an unspoken rule to keep certain issues in the house instead of broadcast them to the world. But there's one place where blacks usually do feel safe to lay their problems out, and that's the church.
I do believe there's a role for the church to play, but I also think that part of our challenge is that the church has also done some damage because we have also held fast to this notion that when people die by suicide, that they are destined for hell because they've committed this unforgivable sin. And that causes a lot of folks not to go to the church.
African Americans are also hoping to address the issue of suicide in places beyond the church.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to our Breaking the Stigma event. Thank you so much for coming out.
Brittany Morgan is a junior at NC Central University. She's the founder of the second annual Break the Stigma event. It was designed specifically to address mental illness and the rising suicide rate for black teens. Morgan's grandfather killed himself in 1992. And she says her mom was teased by other black people because of it.
So since it was such a negative view on her family, if that happened to my mom, imagine how many students that happens to and they don't speak up. So I decided, why not be the voice for them?
Morgan says holding an event like this at a historically black university is an effective way to address the stigma of suicide within the black community. Valerie Merriweather is the mental health promotion specialist at NC Central. She says one of the reasons the suicide rate is growing among African American youth is because of untreated trauma.
Well, let's say that a student was bullied in middle school and he starts suffering from depression. If that goes untreated, then he's actually at increased risk of suicide. So by the time he gets to college, then he's even more at risk and more vulnerable given all the stresses that students are under in college.
The annual event had food and games that taught students about signs of depression, having a support network, and the mental health resources available to them on campus. Jalen Smith is a sophomore who attended the event with her friends.
I think this event is a nice way to bring awareness without making it so serious. You know, it's a way for us to have fun and just fellowship with each other and still have suicide awareness. So yeah, I definitely feel hopeful about this event and that it could lead to a change or a different outlook on suicide prevention.
And Smith says she's encouraged that events like these will have an impact in her community. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.